Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1154. I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino. And I'm also a certified life coach and an advice columnist, too, for those who didn't know. Now, today, we've got a wonderful question about the desire for variety and if, when, how that can keep us from having good, long-standing relationships. So let's check out today's listener question and start optimizing your life. For the last few months, I've been dating a girl, the first girlfriend I've had in a few years. I really like her, but as time goes on, I'm getting nervous about the relationship. I want to keep being committed to this relationship, but I know that I'm the type of person who just likes a lot of variety. To be clear, I've never been unfaithful to the few girls I have dated, but in other smaller areas of life, I definitely lean towards mixing things up a bit. I hope it's not the same with this, but I've never dated anyone long enough to know if it might be. Any ideas about stopping thoughts of her not being good enough before they even start? Okay, there we have it. Before anyone gets up in arms about this, let's not get on our high horses and instead remind ourselves that we all have urges for variety, whether it be in or out of relationships. And the best way of relating to these urges is to be honest and communicative about them, as this man is doing. These are the right questions to ask before things go awry. So I applaud you, sir, for sending in such a question. That being said, you are definitely thinking yourself into a hole here. Nothing unjust has happened yet, be it in this relationship or in one of your past relationships. And stressing in this way, while it may seem unavoidable sometimes, is only going to accelerate the friction. Today, however, we will try to find ways for you to naturally put your mind at ease. I also want you to not shame yourself for these feelings. It seems to me you're not necessarily shaming yourself, but are at least a bit suspicious, which is okay. Don't turn that suspicion into shame. We all have questions going into relationships about our own shortcomings and our abilities to work through them and be good partners. And when I say all, that includes your girlfriend as well. Whether or not you two have stumbled upon them in conversations yet, she too has her own worries about whether she's good enough in one way or another. This is part of the dating game, especially for mindful partners such as yourself. What is not unique to the dating game or to you, however, is the need for variety. Like I said, we all have it. It may feel as though some have it more than others or at different times than others, but to put all of it into perspective, I'd like to tell you about a psychological phenomenon known as the Goldilocks effect, also referred to as the Goldilocks principle. The Goldilocks effect speaks to our innate desire to have certainty as well as uncertainty, common as well as uncommon, settlement as well as adventure. We have the desire to keep committed to things the way they are, things we know and can rely on, because it's easier for us emotionally. You know, we don't have to assess it as much. We already know we can trust it, and it's easier to feel content and committed in the face of things we trust. But we also have the desire for spontaneity, to shake things up, and explore what's out there, and thus explore new ways of expressing less tapped parts of ourselves. The Goldilocks effect has been described as sort of an upside-down U-shape. That would be the shape of it. Things are best in the middle when there isn't too much extreme on either side. And good news for you, the adventurous side of the upside down you is exhibited most when it comes to things that have the things that err on the side of less complexity, aka the smaller areas of life as you described them. This means that you are more likely to get sick of eating the same flavor of ramen noodles all week than you are to get sick of dating the same person all week. Humans change, right? They have different things they say, different habits, different clothes. Beef-flavored ramen noodles aren't quite as thrilling, you know what I'm saying? So first of all, the fact that you are craving for adventure has been limited to smaller things and not manifested in you going outside of your relationships just yet, that's good news. It's right on par with the Goldilocks effect, and it may never change. And if your life has had more of the smaller things thus far and less more complex things like the few relationships you've had, I could see why you think the need for adventure might permeate into them. But don't worry. Your partner, especially if she is particularly interesting, which I would hope she is if you're dating her, has more tricks in her back pocket to keep you entertained than does the poor beef-flavored ramen noodles. Let's play devil's advocate, though. Say you do happen to be someone that naturally craves more change than others, and that holds true in all areas of life for you, relationships included. Express this to your girlfriend. Let her know this side of you. And while you're at it, tell her what you learned about the Goldilocks effect and how you're probably just overreacting a tad. If you two are a good match, it will likely turn into a healthy, honest discussion that is free of judgment. It'll also turn into a relationship that celebrates this part of you. It's very easy for couples to balance these feelings in healthier ways than having affairs and getting into nightly screaming matches about how you're holding each other back. Whether it's getting more creative with your intimacy or taking a weekend trip to a new spot each month or painting the house a new shade or building something for the yard together, there are countless ways to keep things fresh in a relationship. And couples who say that there aren't are probably couples that are in denial about their compatibility either at present or in the long term. Couples can maintain as much variety as they choose to. Again, even if you're more extreme in this regard than other people, the right girlfriend will be willing to meet you halfway on this and help come up with ways to keep things fresh between the two of you in a manner that still honors her needs and does not have a negative effect on her ability to be satisfied in the relationship.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And thank you, sir, for sending this question in, and thank you for your honesty. Yet another person asking the right questions in an effort to be the right partner. It's so great. There is hope out there, everyone. I sure hope this episode helped you and anyone else out there that might be wondering about something similar. As the newbies out there may or may not know, we encourage you to send us any questions at all you have about ways in which you might be struggling in your own relationships. You can email your questions to us at advice@oldpodcast.com, advice@oldpodcast.com. That's where we'll take your questions and get to helping you out here on the show if you'd like. That's it for now, though, friends. Thanks for joining me in what I thought was a great episode. I hope you'll stop in for the next one, too. That'll be tomorrow in the Sunday show, and that's where your optimal life awaits.